Happy New Year and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. I'm your host, and we are kicking off 2026 with some serious energy on the screens.
We sure are. Good morning. It looks like traders finally decided to show up for work. We missed that Santa Claus rally last week, but looking at the futures this morning, it feels like Santa just got stuck in traffic and arrived today.
Better late than never, right? I'm seeing green across the board. Walk me through the pre-market numbers.
It is looking solid. S&P 500 futures are up about 40 points, sitting near 6,934. The NASDAQ is the real star, though, up over 260 points. Tech and megacaps are doing the heavy lifting after lagging a bit on Wednesday. It's a risk-on morning.
So what changed? We were drifting lower last week, no catalysts, everyone bored. What lit the fuse?
A combo of things. First, policy. We got reports that the Trump administration is delaying those tariffs on upholstered furniture and cabinets. It sounds niche, but the market loves anything that smells like tariff delay. It removes a little uncertainty.
Got it. Less friction for trade. Market goes up. But I'm also seeing some massive corporate headlines. Huge news regarding the Oracle of Omaha.
Yeah, that is the end of an era. Warren Buffett retiring as CEO of Berkshire Hathaway. Even though the stock is down slightly in the pre-market, just a fraction, the broader sentiment seems to be respect. He says the company is positioned for the next century. It's a historic moment.
Absolutely. And speaking of the future, I saw a headline about IPOs that made my jaw drop. Are we finally getting the big AI names?
This is what has the tech sector buzzing. Reports are out that SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic are all preparing IPOs for this year. That is a massive liquidity pipeline for 2026. It's getting investors excited about the whole ecosystem again.
That is going to be a wild ride. Okay, let's talk movers. Who is making noise right now?
You have to look at China Tech. Baidu is popping, up over 12% on news they might list their AI chip unit in Hong Kong. Plus, the EV makers like NIO and XPeng are up on strong delivery numbers. NIO is up over 5%.
What about the US EV giant, Tesla?
Tesla is interesting today. They are expected to report Q4 sales later, with expectations of an 11% decline. But the stock is actually up over 1.5% in the pre-market.
Wait, sales down? Stock up? That feels counterintuitive.
Classic market psychology. The bad news might already be baked in, or traders are betting the forward guidance will outweigh the sales dip. It's definitely one to watch at the open.
And on the flip side, who is taking a beating?
Outlook Therapeutics. Ouch. Down 60%. FDA issues. If you're in biotechs, that's the nightmare scenario. Stay away from that falling knife.
Noted. All right, let's get technical. If I'm trading the S&P today, what are my levels? We're opening high. Do we chase it?
I'd be careful chasing right at the bell. We have some mixed signals on the intraday charts showing a bit of indecision recently. For the SPY, watch 690 as resistance. If we break and hold that, we could run. Support is down at 680.
And for the NASDAQ?
For the Qs, 625 is your ceiling. Breaking that is bullish. Support is 615. Also, keep an eye on the VXX. It's sitting low around 26. That screams complacency. If that spikes, this rally could fade fast.
Any specific sectors you like here?
Tech, obviously, with the XLK looking resilient. And consumer discretionary, the XLY, is holding up well. Energy is the laggard, so I'd avoid the oil patch for now.
Quick check on the calendar. Anything macro dropping soon?
Two things. 9:45 a.m. Eastern, we get the manufacturing PMI. Then, at 10 a.m. construction spending. If that PMI number comes in hot, it could rattle the rate outlook. So watch your stops around 9:45.
Solid advice. It feels like a buy the dip morning, but keep the seatbelt on.
Exactly. Stay agile. The trend is up, but don't get lazy with risk management.
Perfect. Let's see if 2026 brings the gains. That's a wrap for this morning's briefing. Thanks for tuning in.
Good luck out there. Let's make some money.
This has been The Morning Dose. Good luck, trade safe, and we'll catch you on the next one.